येनं वेति हंसारम्
येनं वेति हंसारम्
यस्यैनं मन्यते हतम्
यस्यैनं मन्यते हतम्
उद्भवतौ न विजानीतौ
उद्भवतौ न विजानीतौ
नायं हन्ति न हन्यते
नायं हन्ति न हन्यते
ृदायते
मृदाचिन्भूय
He who thinks that the living entity is the slayer, or that he is slain, does not understand. One who is in knowledge knows that the self slays not, nor is slain. For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and primable. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Different ways Krishna is trying to convince us how the soul is immortal. Different ways. Jainam, jainam vrishti hantaram. When there is fight, so if one is killed, so Krishna says that if one thinks that this man has killed this man, so or this man can kill this man, this kind of knowledge is not perfect. Nobody kills nobody. Then the butchers, they may say that, then why you complain that you are killing? The killing the body, but you cannot kill when there is injunction, thou shall not kill. That means you cannot kill the body. Without sanction, you cannot kill. Although the soul is not killed, the body is killed, still you cannot kill the body without sanction. That is sinful. For example, that a man is living in some apartment, so somehow or other you drive him away from that, illegally you drive him away. So the man will go out and will take shelter somewhere. That's a fact. But because you have driven him away from his bona fide position, you are killed. You cannot say, although I have driven away, he'll get some place. No, that's all right. But you have no power to drive him there. He was in his legal position to live in that apartment, and because you have forcibly driven him away, you are killed. You should be punished. So this argument, the butchers or the animal killers or any kind of killer, they cannot put argument. That here, Bhagavad Gita says the soul is never killed. Nahanate handamane sarire, even after destroying the body. So, why you are complaining that you are killed? So, this is the argument, that you cannot even kill the body. That is not allowed. That is sinful. So nobody kills anybody, neither anybody is killed by harm. This is one. Again, in a different way, Krishna says, Rajat, the living entity never takes bath. The bath is of the body, but the death is of the body. Living entity, the spiritual spark, then that being Krishna's part and parcel, is as Krishna, does not take bath, does not die. Ajoti sannipi abhyatma, he'll find in the fourth chapter. Ajoti, Krishna is ajam. Ajam means who never takes bath. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we also never take bath. The birth and death is of this body. And we are so absorbed in the bodily concept of life that when there is birth or death of the body, we feel the pains and pleasure. There is no pleasure, of course. Birth and death, it is very painful. Because, that is already explained, the consciousness of the soul is spread all over the body. Therefore, the pains and pleasure felt on account of this body. So Krishna has already advised that such kind of pains and pleasure, matras prasastu kontiya, touching the skin only, one should not be very much bothered. Tāna-pitikkha-sabhāra. In this way, if we think about our position, self-realization, how we are different from the body. Actually, this is meditation. If you think very seriously about ourselves and about the body, that is self-realization. Self-realization means I am not this body, aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. That is self-realization. So, na jayate na mriyati va kadachit. Kadachit means any time, past, present and future. Kadachit. In the past, this is already explained. In the past, we existed, maybe in a different body. At present, we are existing, and in the future also, we shall exist, continue to exist, maybe in a different body. Maybe not actually. Tatha dehantaram prāt. Because after giving up this body, we have to accept another body. So this is going. And ignorance, without knowledge of self, we are being kept in ignorance. The so-called educational system all over the world, there is no such education. They are kept in darkness and ignorance, and still so much money is being spent, especially in the Western countries. They have got money, big high school, but what is the production? All fools and lessons, that's all. Because they do not know, they have no idea of this self. And without this knowledge, knowledge means self-realization. That I am not this body, I am still so. That is knowledge. knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to defend, how to enjoy sex life, and volumes of books on this subject matter. These are not knowledge. They are known even by the cats and dogs. The cats and dogs never read for philosophy, but they know how to enjoy sex life. So this dog philosophy is not healthy. That I have got this body and have to enjoy the body in sex life. This is dog philosophy. And dog knows all these things. Your philosophy should be how to refrain from sex life. That is knowledge. Tapodhijya. Tapasya is human life. It's meant for tapasya, to refrain from sense gratification. That is knowledge. Not that how to enjoy sex life or self-gratification. This is known to cats and dogs without any education, without any philosophy. The philosophy is pravittiresan bhutana nirvitte su mahaphala. Pravitti, every living entity has got this pravitti means propensity. What is that? Sensing that. Loki babayami sumadva shiva nityastu jantu. Jantu means living beings. Nitya, always, he has got the propensity. Babaya anusa madva shiva. Babaya means sex life. Ramisha means meat eating. Babaya, Amisha, Madhya Seva and intoxication. These are natural instincts of all even amongst the ants. These propensities are there. Those who have studied, the ants are very much fond of being intoxicated. Therefore they find out sweet sugar. Sweet is intoxicant. Perhaps you know all. The liquor is made from sugar. Sugar is fermented with acid, sulfuric acid. And then it is distilled. That is liquor. Therefore, too much sweet eating is prohibited. So, loke babaya amisa madhya seva nityastusam. Who? This is propensity. Material life means every living entity has got this propensity. But they have to be restricted. Pravitti resam bhutana. That is natural existing. But if you can stop them, that is yours. Excellence. That is called tapasya. Tapasya means I have got naturally some propensity. But that is not good. Not good in this sense. If we continue that propensity, then we have to accept this material body. Which is the law of nature. There is a verse, Paramatya, what is called? Now I'm forgetting that. That everyone is mad at the sense that we eat. Rasadhu manne, jato atmayam. Asannaki āsataya viha, vihama. So long we continue this propensity of sense and enjoyment, we'll have to accept body. That is bhaktanda. So long. Therefore, the process should be how to make zero all these processes. That is purpose. Not to enhance. Nonam pravatta kurute vikarma. Yadindriya pritaye aprinoti. Nonam, alas, indeed, pravatta, these mad men, they are mad, those who are after these propensities. Bhavaya avisamadha seva. Sex, intoxication, and meat eating. They are all madmen. Pramatta. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Vikarma means activities which are prohibited. You see, for these three things, avisamadha seva, for sex life, for meat eating, for drinking, people are working, not only working, dishonestly working. How to get money, how to get black market, white market, this, that, only for these three things. Amisham of the seva. Meat eating, intoxication.
Five. Amisamadhasiva.
Simply for this sex, meat eating and drinking. Amisamadhasiva. In the basic literature, they have studied analytically, not now, since very, very long time. You see. This is natural inclination. They are, or the creation is not new. There were many, many creations. So, all the records are there. So, it is not new thing. Therefore, nūraṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma yadindriyakti kaya aprinoti. This is the instruction of Rishabde to his sons. My dear sons, don't be misled. These rascal fools, they have become mad after this thing. Meat eating and intoxication and sex life. Nasadhu manne. It is not good at all. Nasadhu manne. I don't allow. I don't say it is very good. It is not at all. Nasadhu manne. Why it is not good? We are enjoying life. Yes, you are enjoying now. But jato atmanayam asarnapi asato deho. So long you continue with these things, you have to accept body. And when you accept body, there must be birth, there must be death, there must be disease, and there must be old age. You suffer. You suffer. But your actual position is no jayate. You do not take birth, but you have conditioned yourself to take birth. But actually, your position is no birth, eternal life. As Krishna is eternal. Similarly, every one of us, we are eternal. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna. The same quality. At first, Krishna is such an ananda vigraha. He is form. Transcendental form, eternal form, full of knowledge, full of bliss. Similarly, we are also, although particle, the same quality. That Buddhist state of God. This problem, these rascal civilizations, they cannot understand. That I am eternal. I am put into this condition of birth and death. No rascal understands. So-called philosophers, scientists, all of them, they are corrupt and fools. Reject. Reject them immediately. They are working hard. They say, nūnam pramatta kuruti vikarma. Just like madman's work. What is the value of madman's work? It is busy whole damn night. I am very busy. Now, what you are, sir? You are a madman. Your brain is cracked, crazy. So what is the value of your work? My bad for you. This is what you are. So Krishna consciousness is just imagine how important movement it is. It is the best welfare activities for the human society. They are all fools and rascals, and they have no knowledge, ignorance of their constitutional position, and they are unnecessarily working hard day and night. Therefore, they have been said, Murha. Murha means ass. The ass was day and night for the water man, for little glass. Well, glass is available everywhere, but he still he thinks that if I do not work for the water man very hard, I will not get this glass. This is called ass. Therefore, when one becomes intelligent after cultivating knowledge, one becomes intelligent by and by. First of all, brahmachari. Then, if one cannot remain a brahmachari, alright, take a wife, give your soul. Then give up, vanaprastha, then take sannyas. This is process. When the murha, they will work day and night for sense gratification. Therefore, at a certain period of life, that stupidity should be given up and taken sannyas. No, correct. That is sannyas. Now, this portion of life should be completely for Krishna service. That is your sannyas. Anāśrita karma phalam, kājyam karma karoti. It is my duty to serve Krishna. Sarvatana sarvanta, kājyam. Must I do? Must I serve Krishna? That is my duty. That is sannyas. Anāśrita karma phalam, kājyam karma karoti. It is for me, they are expecting some good result for sense-gratification. That is for me. And sannyasi means they are also working very hard, but not for sense-gratification, for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is sannyasi. This is sannyasi and kurmi. Kurmi also works very hard, harder and harder, but all for that. Amisam of the seva. Amisam of the seva. Babaya only for sex life, eating meat, and intellect. And a devotee works in the same way, hard, but for Krishna satisfaction. This is the difference. And if you want life before, like this, no one sense gratification, simply for Krishna, then you come to this position, rajaya, no more death, no more birth. Because your position is no jayatana, that is your actual position. But because you are in ignorance, paramatma, you have become mad, you have become crazy. Therefore, you have taken to this process of self-gratification. Therefore, you are entangled in a material body, and the body is changing. That is called bhakta and death. So, if you stop, if you want to stop this bhakta and death, don't indulge in sense release. Then again enter. Nunam pramatta puru devita. Jad indriya prithaye apnoti. Nasadu manne jatu asmaya. Asannabhi asa sabir. All right, this body is for 3 years. It will be ended. And that's all right. It will be ended, but you'll have to accept another body. The body, acceptance of the body you have to, because you have got desire. Sense gratification. The sense gratification means you must have material senses to gratify. The Krishna is so pleased. So merciful, not pleased, but he is very merciful. All like you, even this rascal wants like this, giving this facility, all right. This rascal wants to eat too, all right, let him have a body, a peace. This is going on, nature's law. So this knowledge, Bhagavad Gita knowledge, is so perfect for the human society. And Krishna wants that this knowledge should be spread, because a real body, sarvajoni sukantiya sambhavanti muktaya, he is the seed-giving father. Father is naturally qualified. This is these rascals. They are suffering, prasitisthane, manasatthane, indrani, prasitisthane, simply by guided, by mental speculation, mana, and assisted by the senses, they are struggling so hard. And if they come back to me, they can live so nicely, as my friend, as my lover, as my father, as my mother, Vrindavan. So, then again, call them. That therefore Krishna comes. Because the whole world is running on under the false impression of sense enjoyment. Therefore he comes and advises. Sarvadharman Kuriktaja, you rascal, give up all this engagement. Don't be proud that you are scientific and you are false. You are all rascals. Give up this nonsense. Come to me. I will give you protection. This is Krishna. How merciful he is. And the same business should be done at Krishna's service. Not to become a great yogi, magic player. No. That is not it. Simply speak what Krishna says. Then he becomes spiritual. Don't speak anything nonsense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upodhi. Simply who preach the instruction of Krishna, whomever you meet, there you become spiritual. That's all. Very simple thing. Thank you very much.